You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Play in Alberta, everything stays in Alberta. Revenues from Play Alberta stay in the province. You can help get the Henday built. Chris, thanks for your time. I guess the big question everybody has is how healthy is Hurts, and how much of a benefit was this bye week at this time for him and the Eagles?
Well, first of all, thanks, Jason, for having me on there. When you're looking at Jalen Hurts, the good thing is he's a full go. I mean, he practiced fully with that shoulder. It looks like it's healed. I mean, it looks like they're you won't have any restrictions on him, too, which is key because we've seen how much he's been able to use his legs to not only pick up yards and scramble, but to open up the rest of the offense with the threat of him running. So I think you'll see a resurgent Jalen Hurts and this Eagles offense looking back to the way it did previously, especially early in the season.
Yeah, you look at Hurts, and you know, even the game he played when he was banged up, it didn't look the same. And when he was out, their offense just wasn't the same. I love how you worded that, the threat of running. Even when you don't run, you know, the mobile quarterback in today's NFL, it forces defenses to have to respect it all the time. Like, there's just not many Tom Brady's and Peyton Manning's of the new age quarterbacks. They're like, Pat Mahomes can throw the ball as well as them, but he can also run for 700, 800 yards, kind of like a guy like Hurts. So when they attacked this Giants defense, and, you know, New York was full marks for their victory. Now, Kirk Cousins isn't Jalen Hurts at all, but what the Giants did, I felt, was they took away Jefferson, their best guy. Do you think they have the capability of taking Brown away for the Eagles?
I think they do. And the thing is, though, is they can't use – it was weird because, like, they used one guy to – they used a cornerback to start to jam up and then immediately brought a safety, but then double-teamed that. It was a weird look they used a couple times on him. But they have to worry about Devonta Smith on the other side. And Smith's had some very good games against them lately as well, too. And when you have – basically, you can call him 1A, 1B, what have you, when at the wide receivers that the Eagles have – you can show that look a couple times, but you can't forget about Smith, because if you do, then he's going to take over the game. And then if you say, okay, we're going to take over your edge, your wide receivers on the edge, then you have Dallas Goedert moving in the middle of the seam. So it's a balanced attack when it comes to the receivers when the Eagles try to attack the Giants. But if the Giants are going to do it, they better get some pressure and try to limit them, because if not, it could be a long day for them.
What about that O-line, D-line battle? A lot of times, you know, we never really talk about the O-line until they give up a sack. But this Eagles offensive line, how do you feel they shape up against the front four? And specifically trying to slow down Thibodeau.
Well, I think the biggest thing for the Eagles was that they have Lane Johnson coming back in. We were talking to him last week, and he said that, you know, that if they had to play during Wild Card Weekend, he would not be available. So that's where that bye week came to be. And with that adductor tear in that groin area, it's tough because when you think of the way that a right tackle has to kick back and get into their sets. But he actually practiced. He was a full participant in practice as well too today, and he's going to give it a go. It's basically a thing of pain management. If he can get through, that's going to be key for the Eagles, because I think when you look at Thibodeau, he's starting to come on a little stronger as the season progresses. He's starting to get a feel for the NFL and these pass rushers. And so it's good to have a guy like Lane Johnson, all pro who's mobile, who's able to get in the right pass sets, who hasn't given up a sack since 2020. Having a guy back like that for, I think, is going to block up a lot what the Giants try to do with their rushes. It bodes well for the Eagles.
He hasn't given up a sack since 2020?
Ooh, yep, week 7, stat. I believe it was. Yeah.
Pretty good blocker and right there.
Yeah, he didn't give up a quarterback hit this year. I think last year he gave up one quarterback hit. This year he hasn't given up a quarterback hit at all. That's from Pro Football Focus. So he's been playing at a high level.
Yeah, to say the least. Chris Franklin joins us from Philadelphia. Eagles taking on the Giants. Now, the Giants offense, right? Like, Daniel Jones is, I don't put him in the Jalen Hurts category, but he looked really good last week, and he does have the potential to scramble as well. That the Eagles have to respect it. When you look at the Eagles defense, and, you know, they play the Giants twice this year, what did the Giants do offensively that Philly's going to have to be most leery of that you saw in their first two games, and maybe even what you saw from watching the tape of last week?
I think the one thing they did as opposed to past years, because Daniel, I got to offer a man a cope. First, I got to offer a man a cope. But Daniel Jones, you know, I thought, like, you know, this guy was a middle-of-the-road quarterback at best. But then you start to see when you have good coaching, like Brian Daboll's been able to get his hands on him, he starts to look a lot better. And The Eagles have this season, they bottled up Saquon Barkley. They bottled up in the last five times they see him. So you're going to need to rely on that passing game and the off-schedule plays of having Jones scramble around and do that. Now, the one thing the Eagles have had issues with this season has been against mobile quarterbacks. And when you see what Jones did against the Vikings last week and being able to escape the pocket and keeping drives alive, pick up first down, it doesn't have to be the 80, 90-yard runs, flashy highlight things. To get 10, 12 yards, keep the drives going and running your offense. And that's what worries me a little bit. I worry about the Giants possibly spreading out the Eagles a little bit, trying to go 4 or 5 wide and then forcing the linebackers or safety to say, okay, you're going to spy them, you're going to drop back, or you're going to try to run them out of that. So there's going to be a chess match between the Giants defensive coordinator, Wink Martindale, and offensive coordinator, Shane Steichen. And it's going to be interesting to see how they employ that, but that's the thing I'm really watching, and if I'm the Eagles, I'm worried about.
How much pressure do you sense is on the Eagles? You finished number one, and really, you know, it might have been number one running away with it if it wasn't for the injury to their quarterback. You know, a lot of people look and say, hey, this is maybe the favorite. This is the team that should be going to the Super Bowl. Is there that pressure internally?
Well, the way they're talking, the way they're saying, they say there's not that pressure, but from the outside looking in, I think there's a lot of pressure, because to finish the season, if you told Philadelphia fans, hey, your team's going to be the number one seed, your team's going to be hosting that, have the bye week, and you look at the other teams that are in this conference right now, I think a lot of Philadelphia fans are going, yeah, we should win this thing, we should win it going away. But, you know, it's still Philadelphia, where you still remember a lot of those memories from the past going, okay, here we go. We have everything set up for the year 2000. They lost that way. But this team is blocking. It seems like they're blocking it out. I mean, I've asked the guys as well, too, when it comes to, hey, do you feel this extra pressure, especially with that raucous crowd that's going to be there Saturday night? Do you feel it? They say they don't. And they're just taking it. It's going to be basically control chaos in a way, knowing that they have to. There's going to be a lot of stuff going around, a lot of people flying around, a lot of energy, emotions. Bottle it up, and it kind of helps that they had those players from that 2017 championship team still with the Eagles, and they're helping these young guys along.
Breaking down the Eagles, of course, who take on the Giants this Saturday at 6:30 Edmonton time with Chris Franklin from South Jersey Times Eagles reporter. The backfield in Philly, what do you make of it, and is there a potential game breaker? Not like weekly for them, but you know, is there somebody that you think matches up well in their backfield? We've seen different guys use at different times, right? Boston Scott will come in, and he's not used a lot, but he seems to score touchdowns for you at key times. But what do you make of the Eagles' backfield?
Well, I look at it right now. I thought the fact that Jalen Hurts come back is going to open up that running game of a lot as well too. They used a lot of the zone reads and those RPOs, and when you have the linebackers flowing one way, thinking Hurts is going to get the ball, Miles Sanders is taking advantage of that a lot. You see, he's among his career highs when it comes to rushing yards, and also when it comes to yards per carry. So I see that, and I think he's a threat to at least get 5-6 yards behind that offensive line. It's a matter of just hitting the hole 1 foot down in the ground, hitting the hole, and just picking up as much as he can. Kenneth Gainwell, he still comes in and on third downs and passing situations. He can be that provide that outlet, you know, if nothing's open downfield. I think that Hurts has done a good job finding him that. I think Gainwell's done well around the goal line as well too, because he has a knack for finding the goal line when he's down that area. Boston Scott's going to be the wild card when it comes to this game coming up, because of his 16 career touchdowns that he scored, 10 of them have been against the Giants. Which is crazy. Like, I don't know what's he has the nickname Giant Killer, and he's not very fond of it because he feels like he can do it in all games no matter what. But he's played very, very well when it comes here. He seems to make a big play no matter what. So I wouldn't be surprised if you see all three being worked in there. Miles Sanders probably getting about 70% of the carries, yeah. And then you got Gainwell coming in passing, and then Scott coming in.
Because the thing with Sanders is like, man, like some weeks he looks like this guy should be a perennial All Star, and then other weeks. You just don't notice them.
Yeah, I think it also comes to play calling, too, because a lot of times, you know, you look at this, and the Eagles have become more of a passing team, and I think a lot of their strength is still in the run as well, too, which is good that they're balanced. They can do both. But it's a lot of times when you start to see, okay, you got one thing going, you got the pass game going, they still roll with that, and then he almost disappears. I mean, there's a couple games and toward the end of the season, like, all right, he's not getting the carries. There's, I believe it was the Cowboys game, excuse me, the Saints game, where he didn't get a carry until the second quarter, or the Bears game, actually. He didn't get a carry until the second quarter. And you have a guy like that, and he's really rolling. You want to make sure you get the ball as much as you can. Obviously, the last couple of weeks have been limited with a knee injury that basically that bye week could help him out and get some rest on it. But that's going to be key. He's going to be fresh, and he's ready to go. And there's no restrictions on him, too. So he can have a factor coming up on Saturday.
Give me your thoughts on the Cowboys 49ers.
Ooh, I look at the Cowboys, and I think if Dak plays the way that he did against the Buccaneers, I think that the Cowboys are going to be a tough team to beat. That being said, I look at the San Francisco 49ers defense, look at DeMeco Ryans, and I think that he's done a great job when it comes to getting all that. So I think we're looking at the 49ers coming out of that game, and it's going to be, I think they win by 10 or 12, 10 to 13, excuse me.
So, and not to look ahead, because I like the Eagles' chances this week against the Giants, but in a perfect world, would they rather face the Cowboys or the 49ers, do you think, in the NFC Championship?
I think schematically, I think the 49ers are the better fit, but being from Philadelphia and knowing that the disdain that they have for the Cowboys around here, I think a lot of people are rooting for the Cowboys and making it one more time, because that if you think it's this week is crazy, wait till you see next week if it's the Eagles-Cowboys NFC Championship game.
Awesome stuff, man. I appreciate it. Enjoy the weekend.
Hey, no problem. Thank you very much for having me on.